be the January 6th committee's closing argument. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. What may be the last hearing into the Capitol riot is tonight.
The select committee will detail 187 minutes, the time span between the end of former President Trump's speech on January 6th, 2021, and a recorded statement urging supporters to leave the Capitol. Committee investigators say during that time, President Trump refused to act or order additional resources to the Capitol.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Steve Bannon is calling the hearings a show trial and the contempt of Congress charges against him for not cooperating with the probe politically motivated. The ex-Trump White House advisor's defense takes over at Bannon's trial today. Prosecutors called two witnesses, a committee deputy staff director and an FBI agent. He stopped short of declaring climate change a national emergency, but President Biden says he might, allowing him to take executive actions.
It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger. The health of our citizens and our communities is literally at stake.
Republicans want him focused more on oil and gas production, not renewable energy, blaming Biden policies for record gas prices, though they're down 37 straight days now, 57 cents less than the all-time high. The president surprised quite a few people on his trip to Massachusetts, saying this about oil and gas emissions.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
But he doesn't. The White House later clarified that the president was referring to non-melanoma skin cancer he had removed in the past. Today, the president goes to Pennsylvania to propose new funding for communities to fight crime and hire cops. Two Texas men have been indicted in the deaths of 53 migrants found in the back of a sweltering hot 18-wheel truck in San Antonio last month.
Facing counts of transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally, resulting in death. Both are in federal custody without bond pending trial. The Attorney General's office could authorize prosecutors to seek death penalties.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While that House committee plans that public hearing tonight into last year's Capitol riot, the investigation continues in Georgia into former President Trump's attempt to get that state's election results overturned.
New court documents reveal a New York Supreme Court justice ruled former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani must appear before a Georgia special grand jury in Atlanta next month. That grand jury is investigating whether former President Trump and others tried to illegally interfere in the state's 2020 general election. Senator Lindsey Graham and a number of other Trump associates have also been ordered to appear. Prosecutors believe Giuliani and the Trump campaign tried to influence the outcome of the election. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Also in Georgia, the state's abortion ban can take effect once a fetal heartbeat's detected as soon as 6 weeks into pregnancy. After a federal appeals court overruled a judge's decision to block it, citing the Supreme Court decision to undo the federal legal right to abortion, letting states regulate it. There is a new poll on abortion rights.
The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds that 53% of U.S. adults disapprove of the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. 55% say they feel at least somewhat angry or sad about the decision, while a third of those polled say they feel somewhat proud, relieved, or excited about it. It also finds that 60% of Americans think Congress should pass a law guaranteeing access to legal abortion nationwide. Overwhelming majorities think their state should generally allow abortion exceptions, like for the health of the mother and for rape or incest, patterns that the poll finds persist even in the 23 states where abortion bans have taken effect or soon will. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, down for the Dow, up for the Nasdaq after recent gains. The Dow in July is up 3%. The NASDAQ is up 7%, rebounding from selling earlier in the year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.